to today's federal politics, and after all the allegations of rorting and dodgy workmanship, it's understood that the federal cabinet has decided to axe the rest of its controversial home insulation scheme. The program was stopped in February due to safety concerns and claims of rorting, and at the time the Prime Minister promised a revised scheme would start in June. The government's declined to comment on media reports this morning. The opposition says there needs to be a full judicial inquiry into the insulation scheme. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The deaths of four workers linked to the insulation scheme, scores of house fires and claims of widespread fraud have plagued the government. In February, the Prime Minister paused the $2.4 billion program and commissioned respected former bureaucrat Dr. Alan Hawke to review it and recommend changes for a revamped scheme, which Mr. Rudd promised would start on June the 1st. Fairfax papers claim that Dr. Hawke's report is highly critical about the policy's development and implementation, and that timelines for starting the revised program in June were insufficient. It's reported that Cabinet ditched the scheme yesterday to focus on fixing the 50,000 homes that have had foil insulation installed and concentrate on safety inspections for another 150,000 other homes. The minister responsible for the program, Greg Combe, has declined to comment. The finance minister, Lindsay Tanner, was asked about it on Radio National.
I'm afraid that I can't comment on Cabinet deliberations, but we are focused very intently on dealing with the problems that have emerged in the home insulation program, of dealing with the checking of people who are at risk and making sure that we fix those problems. That's our key priority in this area. That's what we're going to continue to focus on.
The opposition's environment spokesman is Greg Hunt.
The government's been split for some time. Greg Combe has wanted to drop the program. The Prime Minister, for reasons of pride, has wanted to keep the Pink Bats program going. We know that it's been a disaster. We think that Combe has stared the Prime Minister down with the evidence that this program is simply unsalvageable. Right now, we want a commitment that every one of the million homes will be inspected so as we can find and fix 240,000 dangerous and dodgy roofs.
He says the government must release the Hawke report, and Mr. Hunt says there should be a judicial inquiry.
The Prime Minister must release the information from the Hawke report and launch a judicial inquiry. No more cover-ups. There has been delay and denial now for well over a year.
There's an Auditor General's inquiry. That's not enough.
The Auditor General's inquiry has excluded, at the government's request, an inspection into how the four deaths were linked or otherwise not linked to the program. But it's absolutely clear that there has been a pattern which was warned about as far ago as February the 18th last year, and it beggars belief that the Auditor General's inquiry has ruled out discussion of the causes and consequences of the program in contributing to these tragedies.
And the Federal Opposition Leader, Tony Abbott, says the government must compensate insulation companies.
There's also all the businesses that invested large amounts of money on the strength of what they thought was a commit from the government, and the government owes something to them as well, and they've got to be appropriately looked after.
The Opposition Leader, Tony Abbott, ending that report from Sabra Lane.